It's City Tattersall's Club Cup Day coming up on Saturday at Randwick. That's right, we're back at Randwick for the Australian Turf Club, and this is your weekly podcast from Sky Sports Radio as we say g'day to our form analyst, Paul Joyce. How are you keeping, Paul?
Yeah, very well, Andrew. Busy, obviously. It's a busy time of year with spring right in full swing, but I like this meeting at Randwick on Saturday. Look, I think the quaddie will pay well. There's some tricky legs, especially the final three, so hopefully we get off with a winning note in the first leg and bring it home with a couple of value winners in the last few.
All right, well, let's kick it off. This City Tattersall's Club Cup is the first leg, race six. Smallish field over the staying trip here.
Yeah, that's right. A smallish field and not many on-pace runners. It looks as though Cape Crusader will pretty much get to do as he likes in front, and with four wins from five starts at Randwick. The only query with him is running the 2400. He's never been out to this trip before, and it's always a tough trip to get for your first time. So, look, I've put him in for third in my quaddy numbers. I've gone 2, 1, and 3. Going with the class form line here, that's number two, A Sense of Occasion. Now, this horse ran fifth in the Group 1 Metropolitan after finishing fourth in the Newcastle Cup. So he's been just behind the place getters in some really strong races. I thought his Metrop run was huge. He was caught wide from the outside draw on that occasion. He was only 2 1/4 lengths from the winner, Sir John Hawkwood. Of course, he's down in the Caulfield Cup on Saturday. So better draw, 55.5 kilos, proven at the trip. I think Sense of Occasion's really good value at a bit better than $4. So I've got him on top. To beat the one, Janoob, the old-timer, he's a 9-year-old, but he's got great form over the 2400. He races best on good tracks, which he'll get on Saturday. The only thing is he does have to lump that 58 kilos, but he deserves that weight. He's had 56 starts now for 11 wins. So he's the danger. And then we have number three, Cape Crusader. Lightly raced day, a first crack at the trip. Should get a picnic in front with the lightweight, and he'll take plenty of catching. So 2, 1, and 3. I think Sense of Occasion will win, but I'm happy to have the other two in the first leg of the quaddie.
Yeah, we need to get through that, all right? So it's 2, 1, and 3 in the City Tattersall's Club Cup, race six there. Now, race seven, love this one. Some really nice three-year-olds coming back in the Brian Crowley. A few of them resuming, as I mentioned, Paul. So how's it set up with pace?
Yeah, look, the pace seems to have drawn quite wide here, which should mean they roll along. We've got El Divino with the blinkers on first time, sort of drawn middle of the pack, but drawn outside of El Divino is numbers 3, 5, and 6. So that's Guard of Honour, Foxtails, and Super Maxi, of course, drawn right to the outside. So good speed. As you said, this is always a great form race, and you'll probably see first and second sneak down to Melbourne at some stage for a race like the Coolmore Stud Stakes. So keep an eye on the form out of this race. For the quaddie, I've gone 1, 10, 5, 7, 2. So we've got five runners going for us. Number one, Suchet on top. Blinkers first time, perfect barrier. Loved his trials. He's been trialing against last up behind Ninth Legion, and I thought he was ambling along behind him. And the trial before that was fourth behind Capitalist. That's a good idea, and Red Zell. So these are tough, proven, older horses on most occasions, and I just think he's ready to go here first up. Around about $7, $8 too. Worth a decent win bet as well. The danger here, number 10, A Faraway Town. She's a class filly with, you know, third in the Group 1 size produce behind Yankee Rose last prep. She's had two trials. She'll get back. She'll be flying home late. She's a must for the quaddie. Number 5, Super Maxi. What a win at Canterbury last start. On pace, did the work, kicked away to win by 3 1/4 lengths. He's flying through the grades, this horse. Number 7, Hair Trigger, coming off a third in the Heritage behind Guard of Honour and Flash Bibian, was only just edged out there. Barrier 1, fast pace will suit him. And I thought number 2, El Divino, coming through the right form races, the Run to the Rose and Golden Rose, gets the blinkers on first time off a freshen up. You've got to include him in a quaddie. So it's 1, 10, 5, 7 and 2. Plenty of chances, but I'm keen on Suchet.
Okay, that's the Brian Crowley race 7, the listed race. We get to the Nivison now, a Group 3 over the same trip of 1,200, but the fillies and mares line up here, and a few of these resuming too, like Slightly Sweet Artistry, and one more Zeta's back as well, and an Egyptian Symbol. Bjorn Baker's been quite keen about it, a horse that can produce. How's it set up, this one?
Yeah, look, Egyptian Symbol's been trialling well, and she's the short price favourite. I've got her in my numbers for the quaddie, that's for sure. Speed-wise, we've got a big field, so they should move along, but there aren't a stack of on-pace runners. I've probably got Kana, Magic Alibi, and Zinzan Elsie, the most likely to press forward. I think Artistry may go forward from a wide gate, and I wouldn't be surprised if Rule the River kicks up off the inside draw. Look, I've only got four runners, 2, 10, 3 and 4, and this is obviously a risky leg here with the mares, but we've got Artistry on top at around $9. Look, for me, she's the class runner. She always runs well fresh. She's had two trials. We haven't seen her since she went around in the Tats Tiara at Eagle Farm last prep, which is a Group 1. But leading up to that, she'd been racing against the top-class mares, Cradle Me, etc., Danish Twist. They're all the right sort of form lines for her. And the wide gate actually suits her because she likes a little bit of racing room. So I'm happy to have Artistry on top. To beat number 10, Egyptian Symbol, the favourite, she should have a better record than she does. And in saying that, she's been in the money at 9 of 10 starts. So she's very consistent for a backmarker. Only problem is she will give a few of these a start. She needs a touch of luck, but on class alone, she's right in the mix here. Number 3, Savaru, well, she is a class mare, racing well, good form at Randwick, coming through the Tibby Stakes. And then I thought number 4, Nancy, who comes through the Shirako Stakes, was only beaten 2.5 behind Heavens Above. That looks good form for this. So I've sort of scattered the form lines here, hoping I'll pick the best out of each of them. 2, 10, 3 and 4.
Yeah, difficult race though, isn't it? 2, 10, 3 and 4 in the Nivison. Talking about difficult, what about the Lightning? If we're alive going into here, Spieth returns down on the 54 kilos with Ninth Legion up the top, returning at 59.5.
Yeah, look, there's a stack of speed here. I've got about 9 of these potentially racing on pace. Like you said, it's a wide range of form lines, wide range of weights. I mean, Spieth's probably badly weighted on what he's done to date, but in saying that, he's got so much upside, I'm sticking with him. So I've gone 16, 6, 9 and 2. I've got Spieth on top here. Obviously, his trial at Warwick Farm was outstanding behind Salita and Russian Revolution. He won 3 on the trot before going out for a spell, including down the straight at Flemington, which was a huge win. And I just think he's come on from that. So, yeah, he's badly weighted. He's only a benchmark 80 racing against horses rated around 100 mark. But I think his rating will soon skyrocket this prep, and I'm happy to jump on board right now. So number 16 on top for me, Spieth. For our quaddie, we've got the 6, Kaepernick, who disappointed in the premiere, no doubt about that. But it's a massive drop back from Group 2 weight for age class to what he's in today in a handicap. And his first up run in the shorts, which was also a Group 2 behind Takedown and Ball of Muscle, would have him winning this race for sure. So we'll give Kaepernick one more chance. We'll throw in number 9, Cool Ring, a horse who's going to get all the favours off Barrier 1. Proven first up performer and often flies under the radar at big odds. He'd be a great one to bring home the quaddie. And the other one we're going to throw in is the 2. That's a Good Idea. Loves a good track. Loves Randwick, races on pace, so he's a great horse also at double figure odds to bring home the quaddie for us. So it's 16, 6, 9 and 2, $24 will give us 10% of this dividend. And Andrew, if we hit it, it will be a big payday because I'm expecting a big dividend no matter what the results on these four legs.
Yeah, look, it's the four terrific legs of the quaddie, big fields and plenty of chances. So in race 6, 2, 1, 3, race 7, 1, 10, 5, 7 and 2, race 8, 2, 10, 3 and 4, and race 9, 16, 6, 9 and 2. And as you say, you can play percentages. If you play 10%, it'll cost you $24, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, whatever your budget is, if you only want to put on $12, you still get 5%. And when they're paying in the thousands, as I expect this will, it makes a great way to round out the day. So I'll be playing. Keep an eye on the jackpots too. There was a good jackpot on last week's quaddy, and I'd be surprised if there's not another one floating around this week somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate, we'll talk to you live Saturday morning on Tab Talk between 10 and 10.30. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, and our podcast preview for City Tats Club Cup Day at Randwick on Saturday.